This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
One of my favorites, one of my all-time favorites to talk to, Chris Pronger, former Blues defenseman, MVP, Hart Trophy winner back in 2000, Hockey Hall of Famer, Stanley Cup winner, let's see here, two-time gold medal winner playing in the Olympics for Canada, but more than all of that, just great fun to talk to. And Chris Pronger, living in St. Louis, post-hockey, he's still got it. He belongs on a network hockey show because he's got the acerbic wit and just funny all the time. I love talking to Pronger. He's also promoting his Canadian whiskey called Journey, J-R-N-Y. It's something he and his brother Sean Pronger launched less than a year ago. But you'll see him around town, around the country, New York, Ontario, doing tastings and telling stories. Always fun to catch up with Chris Pronger. He is the focus of the Kilcoin Conversation. Get into a little bit about his career, being traded to St. Louis and being traded away from St. Louis. About the game today, the fact that he worked for NHL disciplinary, player discipline, like the guy who was suspended 8 times. I asked on Twitter for some questions. One of the responses said, ask him about being on the list of dirtiest players. So I did ask him, and he went through all 8 of his suspensions. And then the listener online said, man, now I kind of feel bad that I brought that up. I said, he doesn't care. That's one thing about Pronger. I guarantee he doesn't care. He alluded to writing a book, which would be interesting. I even gave him an idea there for the forward. So we are coming to you from the Pasta House Studios this time of year, all times of the year. You're busy. Kids on the run. Let Pasta House do the cooking for you. It's pastahouse.com. Order online. Great big meals that'll serve. It'll say 4, but it's going to serve more like 6 people at least, because they're going to load you up with all the great food. Everything's made fresh daily. 19 area locations. The newest ones at Woodlawn in Manchester over there in Kirkwood. But again, order online for a great meal or stop by and see them. And on Sundays, kids eat free. It is the Pasta House. Also, appliance discounters. Great St. Louis success story. Selling the biggest names in appliances at the lowest price. And they've been doing this since 2007. It started, they were doing the dinged and dented models, and that was doing well. Then they just kept expanding. And now, all the biggest names, including General Electric, great rebates always available on GE appliances. And now you can find all the biggest names, lowest prices, washer, dryer, stove, refrigerator, whatever you need, entire kitchen. They can do it for you. It's theappliancediscounters.com, where their savings are your savings. The Missouri Athletic Club in St. Louis since 1903. That's the original, historic, beautiful building downtown. I'm pretty sure most people have been to an event there, whether it's a wedding, the Jack Buck Sports Award, some type of an event. There's always something going on downtown. Also have the West Clubhouse, great spot for the kids. If you want to get your fitness level raised, you can sign up for some training. Play tennis, pickleball. I get my son out there. We're playing basketball this time of year. It's nice to have an indoor gym to go to. The West Clubhouse. So you have 2 different clubhouses available to you with 1 club. The Missouri Athletic Club. Find out more. It's mac-stl.org. Triad Bank, longtime sponsor of all of the Kilcoin Conversations, going back to our LaRussa segments, our Panger segments, you name it. They've been with us since day one, and they've been in St. Louis since 2005. Neighborhood-friendly bank. That's what I like saying about Triad, because when you go in there, the people are friendly. Imagine that. Your bank, and they're nice to you. It just doesn't happen the way it should anymore. For all your banking needs, including small business owners looking to expand, talk to Jim Regner, the CEO, or anybody on his team over there. They're on Clayton Road in Frontenac. 2nd location's on Olive. That's just west of 270. And on the web, it's triadbanking.com. And Marie Davila, Senior Living. They're at the corner of Clayton and Weidman Road. Beautiful spot in West County. Since 1960, the premier spot for your retirement years. They have the villa estates where you're living on your own, but still have access to the clubhouse and all of the amenities, their events they have, the great food, assisted living, all different levels of care. One spot, Marie Davila Senior Living. And now the conversation with the one, the only, Chris Pronger. And on the line with us is the Hockey Hall of Famer, the Blues legend, and whiskey maker? I'm trying to get this right here. Chris Pronger is with us.
Connoisseur,
guru, provider. This all goes back to me being at
Schnucks.
Aficionado. Yeah, I should let you fill
in.
Keep going.
Yeah.
I was at Schnucks at 7:45 in the morning. I sent Pronger a text of the great display they have at the DePere Schnucks of Journey Canadian Whiskey. And it was pretty impressive. And then he writes back, did you buy any? And I thought, well, it was a little early in the morning. I thought people would talk. So then I went back over the weekend, and I did get some, and it's outstanding. Everybody loves the Canadian Whiskey Journey. How's it going? It's almost been a year since the launch, right?
Yeah, we're coming up on 9 months, I think. Yeah, so we're doing well. We're, you know, it's like anything else. It takes time. It takes a lot of patience and perseverance to break into this space, especially. Lots of options out there for people, but we're making headway.
Isn't it hard just to get on a shelf somewhere? Like, I bet Pronger, the hockey bully, has to use some of those tactics to get on the the Schnucks shelves.
It is not easy, you know, and I think that speaks to the quality of our product, is that we were able to get viable shelf space and able to get into all the stores and liquor stores, grocery stores, etc. Schnucks, Deerberg's, Total Wine, Randall's, Wine and Cheese Place, you name it, we're there.
And when it came
we're
out,
cheap,
it was very reasonable.
I mean, I keep going.
It was like, well, $22.99, very reasonably priced for a great product. But I'm wondering when it came out, you know, when a filmmaker releases their film, they're worried about the critics. And like, oh, I hope they like it. How about for you? You put your name on it. Were you a little tentative about how it would be received?
You know what? Not really. I think having been you know, as my brother and I like to say, we've done a lot of R&D over the years, 35 plus years of research and development. Please don't do the math on that. And
wait a minute, 14 maybe?
Hold on. Do you have enough fingers and toes for that?
You might have been a teenager. Oh, it's Canada. It doesn't count up there. You can do whatever you want
exactly,
in Canada.
Exactly. So, you know, I think we knew what we liked, and we thought we knew what the consumer would like. There were a number of things that we didn't like about what was on the market, and that's what we tried to improve on. Amongst a whole host of other things, we don't use any additives, no preservatives, no coloring. It's a very pure product, and you know, we're excited about the feedback that we've gotten. A lot of great testimonials will be going up on the website soon, so it's been a lot of fun hearing from people and kind of getting a feel for what their palate is like, what their flavor profile, what they like, what they don't like, and certainly, you know, everybody has their own favorites out there, and we hope to be a part of it.
And for those finding out for the first time, yeah, Chris Pronger, his brother Sean, teaming up for this whiskey, Canadian whiskey, which is Journey. It's J-R-N-Y. It's really an attractive bottle, I believe, at the DePere location. These are autographed bottles to boot, so there's a bonus there.
There were a few there, yeah.
And then I think it had, I'm not a connoisseur, I'm a consumer. I guess I don't have the palate, the proper palate, but I feel like it's got a little bit of a bite there, which also seems to be a Pronger trait.
There is a little spice to it. Let's call it spice. There's a little part of the flavor profile that lends itself to a little bit of spice. There's a little sweetness there too. But it touches all the right notes in your mouth, and very smooth, as you know, going down. So we're very excited. The journey has been a lot of fun. Took a while to get to market, but now that we're there, we're excited to continue to roll it out and you know, find a tasting near you. We're rolling them out as we go here.
and fun to do a project with your brother Sean, who played in the league. And if I read correctly, you were going to play college hockey with him initially, right? That was the plan?
Yeah. Yes, that was, well, I don't know if it was going to be with him. They were recruiting me fairly hard and using that as a draw. They were on my short list. You know, he played at Bowling Green State University in Bowling Green, Ohio. I had a number of visits, one of a few of which were I was going to go check out Michigan, Michigan State. I had already been to Bowling Green. Didn't need to waste one of my five. Maine was an option. Denver was another option. And then North Dakota. Those were the five trips. If you can imagine, I had already set up my five recruiting trips. And then over the course of the summer, I got drafted into the Ontario Hockey League, a major junior in Canada. And they talked me into just coming to camp. Back then, you could only go for 48 hours. So drove to camp, allegedly on my way through and back to go play Junior B for another year before I went to play college. And lo and behold, they talked me into staying. And, you know, it was, you know, it was just the right fit. They gave me the hard sell, and it worked.
And so you went to Peterborough. I think, are you going back there this week, some kind of get-together?
I am going back there on Thursday. We've got actually a bottle signing at an LCBO there, which is the Ontario government's liquor store. And then I'm going to be dropping the puck at big rivalry game against the Oshawa Generals. That was our arch rival, so I wanted to show a little love and go drop the opening face-off and maybe poke somebody in the back of the knees again and see what happens.
Just like old times. Now, I should know this. In junior, do you get paid to play junior hockey, or do they just put you up with a family?
Well, according to the NCAA, now it really doesn't matter. But back then, according to the NCAA, getting paid $39 a week is considered being a professional. So if you think that's a problem, then have at it. Allegedly, the NCAA did. That's why once you chose to go play major junior, you could not go play in the NCAA hockey league. But whatever.
Has that changed at all? Because so they basically back then, if you say, hey, I'm going to be a junior, they considered you going pro.
Correct. You could not. You could go play NCAA. So I had a lot of buddies that went to play NCAA and then left to go play junior. But you cannot or could not start in major junior and then go play in the NCAA.
So would that,
because you were considered a pro because you're playing against players that have been signed NHL contracts, or you're considered playing in a pro league because there are technically pro hockey players because they're signed to an NHL contract. A lot of legal mumbo-jumbo that really shouldn't have mattered, but that's why they get paid, I guess, to sully the waters of what we're all trying to do.
I would say it all worked out for Chris Pronger, Hall of Famer. Saw him at the recent Blues
Thank
Hall.
You, Martin.
I'm out on a limb there. It all worked out, and I know it worked out because I saw him at the MAC lobby at the Hall of Fame night wearing his blue blazer, and it really is an impressive collection of talent. And I think it was Red Berenson who said that if you know, go back in time, if everybody was at their peak age, he said this Blues alumni list could do some damage. It's quite a group.
Yeah, it was great to be a part of that evening. It was great to have Pavel Dimitra's family there, Maya and Lucas and his daughter. It was, I hadn't seen them in, man, like not even probably 12 or 13 years. It was a tragic event that saw him and a number of other NHL players lose their lives over in Russia. And, your heart goes out to him. But it was great that the Blues were able to honor his memory and go into the Hall of Fame with his buddy and line mate Keith Tkachuk and Michael Yu. Funny enough, you never really hear about his stats and kind of his time here in St. Louis. It kind of gets watered down by some of the other, you know, older, bigger-name players. But having all the goaltender records still is pretty impressive and just speaks to his tenure here in St. Louis, and I think a few of them are about to be surpassed by his client Jordan Binnington. But it was great to hear him talk about his time here and obviously the teams that he played on.
And I talked to him about it. I said, I think his Blues legacy, what you're referencing there, for those, you know, who don't quite remember it, had he stayed longer, he would have been even more of a Blues legend. And he said, I know, because it's a bummer because they were having financial issues. The team was sort of on the ropes and they had to make some deals. And so I'm thinking that sounds very familiar. We lose great we lose these great players because the ownership is struggling a bit. When you got traded away, we're talking about 20 years ago now, I probably would have guessed that you wouldn't have moved back. I mean, you weren't bitter when you got traded, but you probably weren't excited either.
Yeah. You know, we'll see what happens. There may be a book in the offing at some point. Oh. Who knows? But you never know. But it was, I mean, let's call it bittersweet, I guess. I knew they had been shopping me that whole year. And then obviously the lockout and, you know, my contract was up. They wanted to wait till there was a new deal. You know, it was a long, protracted lockout with a lot of back and forth between owners and players and management players, et cetera. So was not keen on how things played out, but as we all know, things play out for a reason. And, you know, I got shipped off to Edmonton and had a great year there and then went on to Anaheim where I won a cup and then off to Philly. So things happened, but, you know, it was bittersweet. My wife's from here. Played 10 years here, and then you move on, and you're doing the best you can. But this is a great place to live, a great place to raise families, and I think you know that by the number of alumni that move back here after having finished their careers, and you know it's a great place to live, and people are great, incredibly friendly and welcoming, and it's a great to be a part of the community. And I think when you talk to guys around the league, they're envious of what we have here in St. Louis.
It's sort of funny, the circle there, because you get traded here. It's not your fault, and people are mad at you. Eric Brewer gets traded. Eric Brewer gets traded here for you, and then they're mad at him. I mean, like, he kind of lived your life to some degree after the trade. Did you ever talk to Brewer? Have you ever visited over the years about being involved in that deal with each other?
Yeah, a little bit. I knew Eric from the Olympic team in 02 and, you know, same agent and things of that nature. And, you know, we talked about it a little bit a couple times in passing, and he's always saying, oh, thanks. I'm like, well, get over it. You're not nearly as bad as mine was, so you'll be all right.
That, you know, there's another theme with Blues Hall of Famers, and this was my angle the other night when I wasn't asking Red Berenson about Jim Harbaugh, which slowed down my Pronger access, I believe. I think you took 30 or 60 seconds out of our interview because I made you wait. It was a good angle. It's interesting. Red Berenson knows Jim Harbaugh.
Yes, and then he went on a 25-minute rant.
Prong's like, let's go here. I got to push some Journey whiskey on some folks. Let's go. Let's go, I believe, is what you may have
always seen. Always be selling, right?
But how many Blues legends, yourself, and then Brett Hull, and then even Tkachuk, I mean, all these players were traded here. You know what I mean? It's like Bernie Federico is a Blue through and through, and maybe that's just the game, but it's amazing how many of these great players came here, even more recently, Shen, O'Reilly. Is that just the league? Is it less and less likely somebody is, you know, born and bred, you know, drafted and groomed?
Yeah, I would say in today's environment, very, very, very rare to be able to play for one organization. And by the way, even back in the day, and we'll call the day the 80s and the 90s, there was not a lot of players that stayed in one organization for its entirety or for their entire career. And, you know, you look at some of the names and in the different sports, you're like, oh, that, you know, like I was just listening to Ray Lewis talk about when he got drafted by the Ravens and then he started his career and he was playing. He's like, I knew this is my town. I'm playing my whole career here. And sometimes, you know, you got to know when to hang them up because they're going to ship you somewhere else or the team goes in a different direction. You know, there's all kinds of different things that can happen. But, you know, a lot of things need to go right for somebody to be able to play their whole career in one organization or in one town. And, you know, I think as salary cap and as the finances of the leagues have come into, you know, become bigger and bigger, you just see, you have to be, you know, it's a business, and you have to figure out when you got to cut ties with a player, you know, depending upon what their ask is, depending upon, I mean, you know, look at Alex Petrangelo. Who would have thought that he would have been, wouldn't finish his career as a Blue? And, you know, it's just, it is what it is. You know, it's an unfortunate byproduct of the game and of the sport. It's a business, and that's the tough side of, you know, how it's got to work and how it's got to operate. There's so many different ways things can play out that, you know, you just never know.
Are you an NFL fan? You mentioned a podcast with Ray Lewis or wherever he was talking. Do you follow the game?
A little bit. I'm not that.
You don't have a fantasy team?
Like I watched. No, I used to, and I don't really have the time anymore. And I watched, like, I watch a two game. You know, I'll watch a playoff games. I'll probably watch a Super Bowl a little bit, but I'm not living and dying by every play, and I'm not, you know, so it's just, it's fun to watch and fun to see, you know, and see teams have success and players have success, but not a diehard in any sense.
Will the NFL Hall of Famer Dan Dierdorf write the foreword to your book, or will that be Strick?
You know what? I guess I will need to have him write the foreword. That is an excellent choice.
So it may be happening, or did I just plant a really good seed, or am I just a little late?
You planted a really good seed. See, yes. You're not only did you figure out the foreword, but you're a very forward thinker that you came up with that.
Look at that. Let's ask Chris Pronger a little bit about the current state of the league and the Blues. We'll do that next. Love talking to Chris Pronger, and we'll do more of it after this quick break. Want to tell you about AAA Home Services, not just your independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer, but the place right now to get that new furnace, get that new unit. It'll be in time for the winter, of course, but next summer you'll have a brand new unit. And right now the best rebates going all year, so you're going to save money on a top quality unit, which is American Standard. Plus, you're getting it from the great people at AAA Home Services. Been around St. Louis now for 54 years. So they are well established. You know about American Standard. You roll it all in and get the great rebate. It's the time to do it. You can check out more online at AAASTL.com, AAASTL.com, or call 636-397-3200. 636-397-3200. 3200 AAA Home Services, so it's a great time to buy or repair whatever it is in your home that needs a repair. Appliances, electrical, plumbing, all of it in one stop. AAA Home Services. When we say AAA is on the way, that is good news indeed. Check out those rebates online at AAASTL.com. Chris Pronger, the Blues Hall of Famer, with us. And Chris, the Blues have been on a hot streak of late. How tough is it for a team to kind of re-identify who they are? Like this team, they get the coach fired, and we're all, I mean, I said online, I don't think this team's that good, and now here they are winning. And I've said this, if they make the playoffs, or maybe they win a round, and if Braden Shen looks at me and said, hey, you said we were no good, or weren't good enough, I would look him in the face and say, that's correct. Instead of all these teams like the Chiefs, the Kansas City Chiefs will say, nobody believed in us. I'm like, yeah, they did. You have Patrick Mahomes. Everybody believes in you. But how is this team able to kind of rewrite the script somewhat within the season?
Yeah, I think sometimes when the coach gets fired, and I guess you could argue that it was caught people off guard maybe a little bit, it can go one of two ways. It takes a while for the team to adjust to the new coach, the way, you know, they're going to be usually completely opposite to the former coach. And the systems can change a little bit and the way they operate. So sometimes it's a boost and you come out guns a-blazing and you start winning hockey games, or you're trying to feel your way through and understand what your new roles and responsibilities are, how he wants to play, how he wants you to play, maybe lines change, things of that nature, combinations. So, you know, I just think they're kind of coming into their own. I think they're realizing that it's, the coach, you know, and a lot of times the coach gets fired. You now have to take it upon yourself. Okay, there's nobody left to be fired but us, us being traded. So let's all come together. Let's let's leave it all out in the ice. And I think you're seeing them buy in, and I think you're seeing them play with more urgency, more determination. And, you know, I was talking to one of the owners the other night, and it was great that it was the night after the Hall of Fame induction of Pavel, Mike, and Walt. And, you know, it was one of the most complete games he's seen the team play. And it was great for them to be able to play that style and that type of game to honor the guys that were going up on into the Blues Hall of Fame.
I think all players get compared to other players. You probably dealt with this during your career, but like when Colton Parayko came along, we're like, wow, he's a big, tall guy. He's big. And like, if he could just be a little meaner, I don't know, maybe Pronger could take him to lunch and talk to him about being mean. And like, that doesn't work that way. And then you look at the career, like Jay Bouwmeester was not a overly physical defenseman, but he was outstanding at what he did. And now you look at these advanced metrics and Pareko's having a really good year. Do you think we just sort of were trying to make him, in our own minds, into something he wasn't? And if you watch the game closely, he's actually now playing at a high level.
Yeah, it's funny. When I was coming in the league, I was going to be the next Larry Robinson. And, you know, on there's always people who need to kind of describe you as a former player. And, you know, you look at the, as you said, you look at the size, you look at, you know, the ability and things of that nature. I think people need to realize that everybody is their own man. Everybody plays the game the way they play. It's extremely hard to play a certain way. It's born into them. You know, he's a great kid. He's you know, he's a very good hockey player. You know, and I think people have to lay off him in that sense. Like, know what you got, and then allow him to play to his strengths. Don't put him in positions where he's playing outside of his comfort zone. You know, and I think that also can help with a new coach too. They come in with a blank slate and aren't either, whether it's comparing himself to somebody or expecting something more or less from somebody. They're able to look at him and go, okay, when they're watching video of a player or they're watching games and they're like seeing when a player has success and seeing when a player struggles, they're able to identify when a player is having success and try to then repeatedly put them into those positions where they can continue to have success, gain confidence, and then that confidence kind of breeds into other parts of the game.
So when you got labeled the next Larry Robinson, kid from Canada, that's sort of tough. Now, again, it all worked out for you. Didn't Alexander Daigle, he was the first pick, didn't he say nobody remembers who's picked second, and yet you were the second pick? Wasn't that a famous quote?
That is a very famous quote. It's been resurrected once again because he, I think, made a movie about himself.
Oh. What would he be making a movie about?
Basically, he didn't amount to what he thought he was going to amount to or something like that.
Well, that's no fun.
No. I think he, once he retired, he was working in Hollywood as a writer or something, and he may have actually maybe wrote this script. I don't know. I just saw a trailer for it the other day. I don't know how this has come about, but I do know that his movie is out, and that quote is a big part of the modus operandi of the movie. And you know, French kid, didn't speak a lot of English, and you know, was thrust into the media with no training and what have you. And I guess his phrase or his quote didn't end very well.
Well, he is, in his defense, it sounds like he's owning it a little bit. Like Ryan Leaf does all this stuff now about how he did kind of flame out and in a certain way has owned it. Are the French kids, are they a little sassy, Chris? Are they a little more the French Canadians?
They were. Yeah. You know, I think there's a big section of them from Northern Quebec and Quebec City that don't speak English. Like, legit, I played with a few of them over the years in junior and whatnot that did not. And actually, one of your old favorites, Ian LaPerriere, was one of them.
Oh, Lappy. Lappy.
When I first played with him on the under-18 Canada team, he spoke very limited English. And now, I mean, that's all he does is talk. But... No, there's a couple sections in Quebec where they don't speak English. And so, I don't know, it's part of their culture. They just do everything, you know, they're bought into France and French, and they don't learn English in school. It's just, you know, for whatever, everything is done in French, which, so when they do go play junior and then obviously, you know, go to America and play, they need to speak English. And sometimes it can be just, you know, it's like having Russian, Finn, Swedes, whoever come over to North America to play. You know, sometimes there's a transition period.
All right. I would never answer a question for Chris Pronger, but when I tweeted you'd be on, I said, any question, somebody said, what does he think about being on several lists as one of the dirtiest players in the history of the NHL? And I wanted to answer and say, he's good with it. He's fine with it. Are you aware of this? Are there lists like this that exist? I'll have to look them up.
Allegedly. You know what? That's their interpretation. I don't really worry about it too much. I wasn't out there trying to make friends, so I'm happy that I'm not on the top best friends list.
But you became NHL. Well, you weren't the director of player safety, were you, or just on the panel?
I was on the. I was a director. I wasn't the executive director. I was not the head.
So you
I was on the panel, so to speak. Yes.
Okay. Did anybody call that ironic?
There were quite a few members of the media calling it ironic.
Okay. Not those
you
who played
have been
the
one
game.
Of them, Martin.
No, I would never. I know better. Yes. Get sliced with the verbal slicing, but I think you were suspended 8 times. I'm going to guess all 8 were misunderstandings.
Yes, allegedly. yeah, there were a couple accidents. There were a couple unfortunate mishaps. There were a couple that were accidentally on purpose. And then there was a couple mistakes.
Wait a minute. Those all kind of sound the same. Accidentally on purpose, couple mistakes. How are you not? I think every time we're on and we have you on and we love it, people love hearing from Pronger. How are you not doing any media? How are you not on a panel? Or, I mean, I know you probably have been on some shows here and there. And I know you're busy. You got the Journey, Canadian Whiskey. It's around town. It's around the country. Very popular. Well-inspired travel. You're a busy guy. Have you had media opportunities you've just passed on?
I've had a few that I was talking to some people about, and it wasn't a fit at the time. They couldn't give me a firm understanding of the time commitment that they needed. And so I had to pass on a couple things. But you know what? I just like helping you, Martin. I like making you look good.
Thank you. Well, you are. You're doing a great job. And we had your buddy when Michigan was about to win the national championship. I said, who should we have on? I'm like, oh, my God. The obvious is Dan Dierdorf, who is one of the best guests ever. So funny, so interesting. And I'm like, wait a minute. He and Prong are like best friends. I'm like, they're not exactly the same age. So I asked the great Dan.
We're not. You mean we're not the same vintage?
No, you are not. And I said, I've seen Dan at, you know, Pronger event. I know you guys are buddies. And I thought, wait, how are they friends? And Dan has an answer for everything. And it's always gold. Whatever he says is interesting. And he said, you know, I said, how are you friends with Chris Pronger? And he said, I have no idea. And I was like, he didn't have an answer. Do you remember?
Hold on. You're telling me he was speechless?
He was.
Is that what you're saying?
It was momentarily, but he was speechless.
Okay, there we go. There we go. It was momentarily. Okay.
He was speechless. Did it go way back to your early?
It goes way back to, I think I met Dan in, I know I met him at Dierdorf and Hearts like in like 95 or 96 when I first got here. And then I met him again at a couple different charity events, you know, just briefly. And then I think we got together I think I went out and played in his golf tournament, and that's when we kind of really started connecting. And I would say late 90s, like 99, 2000-ish, ballpark.
Okay. And I would think the verbal sparring could be intense because he can lay it on people pretty good, and then you can
that
do
can.
And you can do it just the same. So I would think I could you two. There you go. There's the podcast. There's the show. Not that Dan and Black. Nah, I don't want to do it. Just call me at the house. He didn't want to do it, but. Again,
yeah, there you go.
I'm an idea guy, just throwing it out there. All right, for everybody listening, it's Journey, J-R-N-Y. That's the Canadian whiskey, available all around St. Louis, liquor stores. Is there a website, too, where they can read more about it?
www.thejourney.com.
Thejourney.com. He did the www, because I think at this point we figured it out.
The World Wide Web.
Thanks for educating us, Chris. Always so much fun to have you on the show. Enjoy Peterborough. I don't know if people have said that before, but enjoy Peterborough.
Oh, yes. I am. It's been a while since I've been back to Peterborough.
Who's the most famous alum from their juniors?
Well,
other than you.
I played there. Steve Eiserman played there. Ooh. Bob Gainey played there. Mike Keenan was a coach. Ooh. Roger Nielsen was a coach. Ooh. Mike Ricci was a player there. Eric Stahl played there. Who else? Jordan Stahl played there. I'm just trying to keep going back. Jamie Langenbrunner played there. Jamie Langenbrunner, believe it or not, actually, when I started playing in Hartford, he moved into my billet family's house. He moved into my bedroom.
Is that, wow. That should be in the book, the Pronger book.
That's right.
When's the book going to come out? We're probably a year or two away.
We're a ways away. Yeah. I was just teasing you.
Oh, okay.
Larry Murphy played there. There's lots.
Are you on their Wikipedia page right now reading this?
I think Bobby Plegger may have played there.
Oh, wow.
Because it used to be back in like the 50s, 60s. It used to be the farm team. One of the farm teams for Montreal. So they didn't have a draft. They had like a list, and they put players in different cities.
Well, now I know.
You'll have to do some more research on that.
I will. I know. I've once again left a Chris Pronger interview with a homework assignment. The Hall of Famer, not only the blue jacket wearing Blues, not the Blue Jackets, but wearing a blue jacket as a Blues Hall of Famer. Of course, he's enshrined in Toronto, the Pro Hockey Hall of Fame. Prongs, always a pleasure. Thanks for hopping on.
Thanks for having me, Martin. Have fun. Take care. Enjoy the journey.
You know that if you were sitting at the bar talking to Pronger, it would be fun. He'd zing you a few times for sure, put you in your place a few times, but just always fun to talk to. He's never that disposition. Over the years, I can't think of maybe a handful where he wasn't the same guy, like kind of fun, but a little bit edgy, and then that evil laugh or that cackle. So I love talking to Chris Pronger. Hopefully Blues fans, hockey fans, or just St. Louis sports fans got a chance to listen to this. We appreciate you supporting Kilcoin Conversation. We've cranked out a few lately, and I haven't done the introductions. We just kind of got them out as quick as we could. Plenty more coming in the weeks ahead. You can always find us at Spotify and iTunes, scoopswithdanimac.com. And if you subscribe, it's easier. That way you get things delivered directly to you. But we appreciate you listening and supporting the sponsors. The Pasta House, providing the Pasta House Studios. That's where we're coming from. Love all their food. You just can't go wrong. Lunch or dinner. Everything on the menu is fresh, and you can taste the difference. You really can. I was there last week for a business meeting, had cannelloni. Unbelievable. That's something you're not going to make at home. And that's something you don't want to put out of, from the freezer, pre-packed. It's just not the same. Check out the Pasta House, 19 area locations. Appliance discounters for all your appliance needs, as well as repair needs, because my guy Sean in the service department, he can fix everything. Refrigerator, washer, dryer, dishwasher. We've had them fix all of the above. Tell you what, man, I've got all these kids running around. We beat the snot out of stuff, and Sean always gets it up and running. TheAppliancediscounters.com. Triad Bank for all your banking needs. I always tell the story. My mom walked in there and got a coffee and sat down. And she said, wow, everybody was really nice to me and friendly. It really is the way a bank should be.
They're holding on to your money. Why wouldn't they be nice to you? I've never figured that out. But a lot of these big corporate banks, it's just so, it's either antiseptic or rude. I've dealt with that a lot over the years and said enough. Triad Bank for all your banking needs, a St. Louis-based bank, and they're fully rated, five-star rated bank. Jim Regner, the CEO, used to work for the state, a lot of the regulatory stuff, so they're following all the rules, which is a big deal these days with the banking industry. Find out more at triadbanking.com. Marie Davila Senior Living, they are at the corner of Clayton and Wideman Road. We always tell you about that, but it's important because you're driving up and down those roads. You're like, what is that right there? It looks like kind of like a college campus, but it's Marie Davila Senior Living. They just had the giant Christmas tree out, biggest outdoor tree in West County in St. Louis. Part of the festive nature there. Fred and Mary Kay, the owners, are always sort of doing something festive, and they kind of want to make the whole neighborhood get excited about the holidays. Great place for your senior years. It's mariedavila.com if you'd like to take a virtual tour. And the Missouri Athletic Club for all your needs. Let's see, you're into fitness. Great. You can work out downtown. You can work out west. Sign up for a class. Get the kids out swimming at the outdoor pool, whatever activity you're into. Or if you just like social, great bar downtown, the Jack Buck Grill out west. There's the 1903 bar. Really cool spot that they redid a few years ago. So if you just want to hang out with clients or family, MAC provides that, two different locations. Speaker series, we had the Joe Buck Chip Carey event this summer. That was outstanding. They just had a political event with Claire McCaskill, Roy Blunt. It's one of the benefits of membership. There's always a speaker coming through town, an event. MAC-STL.org to find out more information about the club that's been around since 1903. Thanks again for tuning in. The Kilcoin Conversation. We'll talk to you again soon.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.